President Bush met with Fairbanks area military personnel yesterday during a brief stopover at Eielson Air Force Base. KUEC's Dan Bross has the story.
Eielson rolled out the red carpet for the country's commander-in-chief during Monday's rare Alaska presidential visit.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Air Force One landed at Eielson to refuel as the President, First Lady Laura Bush, and their daughter Barbara began a trip to Asia. A receptive audience of about 1,000 military personnel, their families, and a few officials, including Senator Ted Stevens and Governor Palin, were assembled inside a massive aircraft hangar to hear the President. Bush's message was a familiar one of gratitude to troops and maintaining the course in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I can't thank you enough for all the sacrifices you have given. There is no question we have the finest military in the world, and one reason why is because we've got the finest military families in the world. These have been tough times on our families, and I want to thank you for staying in the fight. You understand what I know, that it is best to defeat the enemy overseas so we do not have to face them here in the United States.
President Bush reassured troops that the length of overseas assignments will not stray from the year-long deployments announced earlier this summer. Bush emphasized the importance of keeping terrorists on the run and being proactive, saying the U.S. is laying the foundation for future peace. The president specifically thanked individual Army, Air Force, and National Guard units on hand yesterday. He also singled out one decorated soldier for recognition.
I've seen firsthand the character of the men and women who wear our uniform. I know such a man named Sergeant Gregory Williams. He's right here with us today. He was on night patrol in Baghdad when his vehicle was hit by an explosive device. His heroism that night saved the lives of his fellow soldiers. And for that, he received the Distinguished Service Cross.
Bush broadened the gratitude and again thanked all service people before concluding his speech and heading into the crowd to shake hands. After the address, Sergeant Gregory Williams said he was proud to be singled out by the president.
It's a great honor. It's not very often that a soldier gets recognized in front of all his fellow soldiers like that, and it was probably one of the most exciting moments of my life.
Sergeant Williams said the president's stop at Eielson was a great morale booster for him and the rest of the Stryker Brigade, which is preparing to deploy to Iraq this fall. Eielson grammar school teacher and Air Force veteran Carol Kaloji said she was impressed with the president.
Just really sincere, and he was able to stay and meet with us, and I got to shake his hand and talk with him, and also with Laura Bush as well, and I think the crowd was just really very excited, and he just got us all enthusiastic and proud to be Americans.
Kaloji said she knows President Bush has come under a lot of criticism, but that he has kept the country safe and she supports him. As part of yesterday's visit to Eielson, the president presented a volunteer service award to local AmeriCorps volunteer Carolyn Wolf with the Fairbanks branch of the Literacy Council of Alaska. Bush's visit was his first to Alaska since meeting with troops in Anchorage in 2005. His stop at Eielson yesterday was the first by a U.S. president to interior Alaska since Ronald Reagan met with the Pope in Fairbanks in 1984. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.